You want to do some horror?
Scary UMC.
Horror-themed UMC. We can split it up, not just horror, because, I mean, if we're... Okay, okay. We can go to suspense and thriller also on... Or one of the two. There's a few categories we can switch it up.
Do it to it.
So we're doing the Ultimate Movie Championship brought to you by Cutthroat Comics, cutthroatcomics.com. Go buy the new comic book Stingray.
Buy it now.
Out now. So we're going to rank movies. You can check out our top movie list at flickchart.com/IDP. And you can check out all the past Flickchart segments. I just finished updating them yesterday. I think we have 38 so far. Different episodes of Ultimate Movie Championship.
I don't think Dead Poets Society is a horror movie.
Yeah, I didn't go to the thing. Horror. Horror. Oh, boy. I have seen Halloween Resurrection.
I have, too.
I have not. I've seen parts of it.
What?
I don't know if I've seen the whole thing. I don't know if I've seen all of Toxic Avenger.
That's, I mean,
I probably have, but I was probably drunk, so it's like saying I, although it's, I don't really remember.
Traumas, they're special movies.
Yeah, they're, I've tried to watch other trauma movies before, and it's like, that's a level of B.
That's my favorite one of all the trauma movies.
Yeah.
So, like, I would vote that, but, I mean, if you haven't seen it, I guess forget it.
I've seen it. I don't know. I think I've seen Bride of Frankenstein.
But seems probably like not the 1935 version.
No, I think I've seen it, but I don't remember.
Oh.
Or I've just seen cuts of it in other...
I'm the leprechaun. Jesus. What, you haven't seen the leprechaun?
No, I haven't seen the leprechaun. Listen, bro. It's not my shit. It's not my shit. I've not seen... I don't know if I've seen Saw 5. Okay.
Oh, Jesus, your favorite horror movie.
Favorite horror movie, but it was one that I mentioned.
It's better than Halloween Resurrection.
Arachnophobia versus Halloween Resurrection.
Arachnophobia.
Yeah.
I don't want to see Cooley or Busta Rhymes fight Michael Myers.
Oh shit! I think the only I've seen H2O also.
Yep. Wait, that might be the one where Busta Rhymes fights him.
The robot versus Aztec mummy. I sadly have not seen that one.
I haven't either. I'm
Although
not gonna judge
that,
you.
Poster artwork looks like my buddy right behind you. That. Fucking or that one up there, the wood art. So yeah, sorry, the robot versus Aztec mummy. Halloween H2O.
Come on.
Oh, verse. I don't know if I've seen the fifth one.
I don't know. They are one movie.
Yeah. All one.
No.
I haven't seen it, although I heard his. I think that's a horror zombie alien.
Sure, it's a horror movie.
Halloween H2O.
Alien.
Alien, yeah.
Can Alien just come up every time and then I can just say
it
Alien
might.
Wins?
Ooh. Ant Farm Dickhole. Haven't sadly, I haven't seen that one. I haven't seen High Tension either.
I haven't either.
I really want to see Ant Farm Dickhole,
now,
though. It's a 2011 classic.
I now must see that movie.
Ant Farm Dickhole. I need to first, before we move on, I need to do some kind of Ant Farm Dickhole search.
Well, I've got to take my shades off for this because I have to see this clearly.
All
right. I'm gonna drop
your shades.
My nerd persona.
Your corrective lenses, you mean?
Yes.
Ant Farm Dickhole. Ooh, yeah.
How's
the
rating?
We're gonna watch the trailer.
Oh
right now.
Yeah.
This is
sorry,
what we're doing.
Ants from South America are moving. Large amounts of formic acid were found at the scene.
Oh, yeah. I suffer from premature ejaculation while masturbating.
I've got an army. Have you by any chance been watching the news?
In my pants. Everybody knows that feces spreads diseases.
Have you been watching the news?
And you just let yourself in.
I've got an army. Oh, really? Where is it?
In my pants.
Ant Farm Dickhole. November 21st, 2011.
Oh my goodness.
That looks...
That was worse acting than that Raiders.
We could make a movie and get it on this website.
Oh my goodness.
Because...
Well, it's YouTube. Everybody can get on YouTube, bro.
No, I'm saying... Their movie was on...
Oh, yeah. Well, they probably, like, went to, like, festivals. Or, I don't know how you get on
this.
But, fucking Ant Farm Dickhole. I don't know if... Yeah, don't watch the trailer if you feel like watching this movie.
No, yeah,
just
blind.
Go watch it.
Going blind for Ant Farm Dickhole.
All right, we got to refresh both of those.
And again. And, ooh.
Seen them both.
Woo!
Underworld versus The Cabin in the Woods.
I really like Underworld, even though...
That's
like,
a vampire, right?
No, it's the...
Or
like,
zombie.
Vampire and werewolf.
Right.
The lichens.
And she's like and she's, in Matrix outfit, slow-mo.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
I've seen it.
Like, I like it.
I've seen, I think, the first
two, it's the first
maybe.
One.
Yeah.
Kate Beckinsale, I believe. I could be wrong.
I think sounds right.
But Cabin in the Woods is a horror movie that I really like.
Yeah.
It was fun.
Agreed.
It's
kind of like a
kooky.
Throwback in a way. Sci-fi. Yeah. Sci-fi horror.
Sci-fi horror.
Which, spoiler, kind of, for
Thor's
that sci-fi part.
Thor's in this
part.
Movie. He does an awesome motorcycle jump that doesn't really go his way.
Oop. Or does it? Yeah, I'm definitely...
But
Underworld
yeah.
will probably
Underworld
beat,
would beat most of this other
it's
shit.
It's more like action horror.
Yeah. It's like Blade, you know? But not based on a comic book.
Yeah. It's yeah.
And with werewolves.
It kind of reminded me, like, just aesthetically, or the way it was filmed, or I don't know, the Resident Evil movies. Kind of like that same chick superhero battling shit. Cabin in the Woods.
Cabin in the Woods. Haven't seen it.
Yeah.
I've seen both of these.
Although I don't... It's been a long time since I've seen Little Shop of Horrors.
All right.
I don't know if I can actually say I've seen Little Shop of Horrors.
Oh, I totally can.
I mean, I know I've seen it. I mean, I guess my memory of both of these movies is probably about as solid, even though... House of Haunted Hill...
One's like a real horror movie, and the other one's like a musical
horror. I mean, it's still horror.
Is it...
Yeah, it's. I mean, technically.
Just because the plant eats a couple people.
But what other genre? It's not musical comedy. It's not musical drama. It's a horror movie. The plant eats people. That's horror. But it's musical horror. Which is it's got to be a niche genre.
It is. Well, I mean,
maybe a
Rocky Horror Picture Show has horror in the name.
Yeah, but I've never seen that.
You've never seen Rocky? It's...
Never...
I mean,
there's never...
I'm not a huge fan, yeah. But there are certain things. But I guess I've never seen, you know, there's certain things I haven't done.
It's like a cultural thing, but it's just something that I've never...
I've seen it.
I never saw it growing up.
I didn't like it.
And then, yeah, and I doesn't
but
seem
But I'd
like,
rather go Little Shop of Horrors than House on Haunted Hill.
Yeah, me too.
House Rick on Moranis Haunted Hill. Up in this house.
Yeah. There was another movie that came out around the same time of... I haven't seen.
I've seen both of these.
I haven't seen Evolution.
That's
House of a Thousand Corpses versus...
Have not seen Annabelle. It's about a doll. I know what it's about. Dead Alive. Can't say I've seen it.
The Omen.
I have seen.
Is that the one with the kid?
Yeah. It's a remake.
I haven't seen the remake. Actually, I think I did. Storm of the Century. I have not seen that.
Oh, shit.
I I've not seen The Exorcism of Emily Rose.
I've seen it. It's not that great.
Land of the Dead.
Can't say I've seen it.
I have not seen that.
I knew this was going to be a bad idea.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We'll move on to a different category after this.
Or before.
Uh-oh. Oh, maybe he's giving us a different poster.
Oh, shit.
What's happening?
I'll leave you in suspense.
You're still here.
You're still in suspense.
No, I'm wearing a robe. I don't wear suspenders. Belt.
Loading, because I'm loading, and you can't loading.
Okay.
What the fuck is going on here?
All right, so we're going to switch it up.
Yep.
To... Let's try Thriller. Bam.
Thriller.
Goddamn Halloween.
Return of the Boogie Creep.
I just like the name of that one.
Return of the Boogie Creep.
I think it was Boggy.
Oh, I like Boogie Creep. Stir of Echoes versus Halloween H2O.
Stir of Echoes.
Bam! The bacon wins it. Sizzle, 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 sizzle. Ooh, I haven't seen Doctor No. Oh, have you seen Primal Fear?
Yeah.
Okay. Some reason I thought that was one of them. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Nope.
No. Primal Fear.
Nope.
Oh, Arlington Road's good.
Nope.
Strangers on a Train.
Nope. The
Femme Nikita. Oh. Strange Days?
Nope.
You haven't seen Strange Days? Takes place 1999. You put on a headset. You get recordings. You can experience people's things first person. It's a good fucking movie.
I doubt
it's
it.
It's a really good movie.
I don't like that guy's face.
It's a good movie. True Lies. Have you seen True Lies?
Yes.
Okay. Jesus. True Lies versus Primal Fear.
Hey, we went through that like 3 times with the horror movies.
Yeah, I know, but I've seen a lot of these already.
Yeah.
It's different when we both haven't seen shit. True Lies versus Primal Fear.
This one's
different movies, kind of, even though they're both
different.
In thriller. True Lies is kind of... It's really fun.
Wait, who directed True Lies? Is that Mike Bay?
No. It was...
Someone.
It was... let me see. True Lies... Can't think. I almost want to say Spielberg, but
no,
it's not though. It's but one of his buddies though. True Lies. James Cameron.
Oh shit!
Wow.
That's
probably one of
that.
My more favorite. Like, that's
favorite?
The least James Cameron movie.
That's the very least James Cameron.
Or one of, at least, for sure. That's crazy. I did not think James Cameron.
But either way, I'm saying Primal Fear.
Yeah.
Better movie.
Primal Fear is a fucking great movie. And as far as giving me that feeling of like there's some scary moments in there. Or there's some dark moments, I guess. Not scary.
Well,
there's some dark moments when they reveal what the priests have been doing, and why it's such a good movie. Nomination for Edward Norton, Best Supporting Actor. Reservoir Dogs. I have not seen North by Northwest. Ooh, have you seen The Net?
Yes.
Reservoir Dogs versus The Net. It's interesting that Reservoir Dogs is in suspense.
Have you seen
Thriller.
Have you rewatched The Net?
I rewatched it
2 years ago.
Yeah, around then.
And it
shouldn't have.
Makes no sense.
It's not
now.
Good.
Like
yeah.
The internet wise, like
yeah. Well, it came out in 95.
Yeah.
Most
no
people
one
didn't
did,
have
like what is this internet thing?
The internet's not like it is today.
It was like a villain.
It was, everything was the villain when the internet came out. It's like, beast, don't talk to anybody on the internet because they could, they're just fucking gonna rape you. Yeah, exactly.
They're going to come to your house and rape you.
Yeah. Like, we haven't raped each other yet.
Yeah.
It's fucking crazy.
Like,
yet.
But then sometimes some people are trying to come to your house.
Yeah,
and
but you know. You as know Chris, crazy
Chris,
people
Chris
are.
Hansen yeah. has so pointed out to so True. Many people, he's yeah. like, hey, the transcript here says that you said that you wanted to lick her titties.
Yeah.
She's 12 years old.
Yeah, but it's like, did you hear what... did you copy and paste what she said before? Did you... Anyway.
Reservoir
Sandra
Dogs.
Bullock, I used to have like a huge crush on back in the
used
90s.
Used to? I would still fucking...
I probably still would, too. Yeah. But not probably. As much. Back then, it's like... yeah, for sure I would, but it's like, I don't know, she's not like it. She's not on a top list.
No,
of mine.
No.
Then not... she was.
Yeah.
Speed, around the time of Speed. Whatever the fuck she ended
Demolition
up doing.
Demolition Man.
Really thought, great.
Yeah.
The virtual sex scene. Versus, yeah, Reservoir Dogs, for sure.
For sure.
I'd go The Net over Hackers all day.
Nope, I don't.
As far as those types of movies, those kind of...
have not seen 1408.
It's not bad. I think that's... is that writer? It does all the horror movies.
Yeah, that guy?
Captain America the Winter Soldier.
Versus.
A movie that might lose. I have not seen Firewall.
It's another early internet type movie.
I really was 06. That's why it was even worse. It should have been early internet movie.
I have not seen Zero Dark Thirty.
Me either.
And people go, oh, you haven't seen Zero Dark Thirty.
No, fuck the military. Stop killing people. Not really.
I have seen both of these.
So have I. The Faculty versus Captain America the Winter Soldier.
I like that Cap poster. It's the Winter Soldier.
But, yeah.
Faculty, I liked The Faculty as a movie.
I just remember the scene. The scene that really sticks
Josh
out.
Josh Hartnett.
Is where he takes the paper cutter blade off.
Oh, yeah.
Cuts the thing. I think it was just the fingers off.
John
of the
Stewart.
Teacher. The teachers become the... I mean, it's like that
John
teen,
Stewart was a bad guy.
It's like a teen horror, like around the time of I Know What You Did
Elijah
Last Summer.
Elijah Wood, yeah. Josh Hartnett, Usher.
Thank God Usher stopped acting.
That girl from The Craft, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, I liked it.
But
after... between these two movies, if I had to choose... which of these two is a thriller?
Thriller? Captain America Winter Soldier is super spy thriller.
Oh, yeah,
like,
I guess that's
true. Total spy thriller.
I guess that's true.
It's
I mean,
not,
I guess if I was
if
I was
it was
horror,
the first one...
if we're going horror.
But we went to thrillers.
Yeah. And we're not judging based
on
how well it...
better movie, better movie. Captain America Winter Soldier is a better movie.
For sure.
Maybe one of the best.
Have you seen Snowpiercer?
Fuck yes, I have.
Have you seen Hannibal?
Yes, I have.
Snowpiercer versus Hannibal.
Snowpiercer 100% for me.
Snowpiercer, a lot of people were like, Snowpiercer's awesome. Snowpiercer's aight.
You don't like it?
It's aight. It's aight.
It's a very
Hannibal
low budget.
It's aight.
It's a very low budget.
I get it.
And
I didn't.
With big stars.
And there's the main one guy is a big star.
Chris Evans, Tilda Swinton, and then the dude at the end, the conductor guy. What's his face from The Rock?
Ed Harrison.
Yeah.
But he's in it for like a day. Like he's not like the main character. The main character is the only big star.
Chris Evans. No, Tilda Swinton's also...
she in it like for like
yeah,
the whole movie.
Yeah, she's the fucking the mean bitch lady that once they fight him,
mm-hmm.
he takes her and marches her all the way up to the front, like has her take them.
Right.
You know
right.
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But she's in a
lot
of makeup.
But that's just too. It's an independent movie, which is and Hannibal's.
And I like kind of like it's a weird concept, but like a train that just like circles the world.
It's
every
a video
year.
Game. It's every fucking video game that came out in the '80s. It's oh, you go to the next floor of the fucking thing. You go to the next room of the fucking train.
Well, it's like an allegory game. Of like society of
well,
like
yeah.
how
it's like fucking the cuckoo nest movies with the chick.
They feed them those protein blocks.
Yeah. It's a lot of like sci-fi elements. It's a good movie. I do like it. I'm not big on Hannibal though.
Yeah. If it was Silence of Lambs versus Snowpiercer,
oh, that's easy.
Lambs all day.
Yeah. I have not seen Scream 4.
I can't say that I have.
I haven't seen
I probably have.
I don't know if I've seen the one either.
Oh, have you not seen the one?
I don't know.
It's not bad, for like especially for a Jet Li movie. It's
that doesn't mean it's good though.
No, like but he's like
there's a lot of like
he travels interdimensionally.
Yeah, actually,
and like keeps killing. Versions of himself because like to be the only version of himself through all dimensions. Like,
not a big Jet Li.
He is super fucking strong.
I've not seen Snake Island. I've not seen The Ninth Gate.
You, Johnny Depp?
Nope. Oh, yeah. He's an actor I beating down the
License
door to see.
To Kill. I've seen this.
I've not seen that one.
Carrie?
The original.
Pig's Blood.
Yeah. Versus The One. I'd actually go Carrie. The One's all right. It's interesting, but I'm not a big Jet Li fan.
I'm not super early Stephen King fan, like, though. Like, Stephen I mean, like, Christine and Carrie and a few of those other early ones, like, yeah, they're good, but I just didn't. Firestarter.
Yeah.
Like, none of them really.
Oh, I'm not a big fan of it, but I'm also not a big fan of The One.
I like The One's premise more, like.
Yeah,
I'm not a big fan of like
Jet Li's.
Carrie's
like all
about
the...
this girl who's got like a fucking crazy religious mom that like fucking suppresses them. Like I had to go to like
religion
all
is
that.
Scary.
It's terrifying.
One of the scariest movies I ever saw.
I like
was
interdimensional
a documentary.
Fucking. I like thinking that there are other dimensions and where shit's fucking crazy.
Yeah,
and
but
shit.
There's like so many other movies that do it way better than Jet Li. Just has Jet Li. Has as much character.
I like we're doing a Halloween episode.
Shit. I know.
And it's
well,
like
Carrie
I'm arguing
is,
the one
yeah.
over fucking Carrie, which is like a Halloween classic. Well, not
it's,
Halloween per se,
it's
but
a
like
horror,
horror classic.
Yeah. I don't really give a shit about either of these. As far as like old horror
I'll go
movie
Carrie
versus
just,
the one.
Just for Halloween's sake.
Just Jet Li is like the most flat.
Like, I thought
he
was really good in that one. I need another beer.
Yeah, I do too. Grab some. Yeah, we'll go Carrie just based on Halloween and to avoid Pig's Blood because we're both had our periods. Everybody, spoiler. Psycho 3 have not seen. Psycho 12 3. Monkeys versus Shutter Island.
12 Monkeys.
12 Monkeys is overrated. I just got to say that.
Well,
every
Shutter Island to me is overrated.
It was never rated.
People love that shit.
No, they did not. 12 Monkeys. People have 12 monkey dicks in their face right now because they. I mean, I enjoyed it, but it wasn't amazing. Like 12 Monkeys to me. Like
I'm not saying it was amazing. It's no Fight Club. It's no fucking.
No. I agree with the hype of 12 Monkeys more than I agree with the hype of Fifth Element. But it's still
Shut
12 Monkeys is like 12 Monkeys is like as far as all of those overhyped like, oh, they're kind of, I don't know. It's just
he's
12 Monkeys.
Bruce Willis.
Right. He's good in some movies. Die Hard's great, Sixth Sense great, but he's also
12
not
Monkeys
in
for
great
me
movies.
Over Shutter Island though. Like to me, I like that movie better. I like the premise. It's weird. It's fucking. I like the performance from Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
For what it's worth, he's supposed to be a crazy person.
Kind of plays
fucking,
a lot of.
He plays a lot of different characters, but they're all crazy in their own way.
Yeah. Yeah, I like 12 Monkeys too, over Shutter Island. But still, 12 Monkeys is overrated. People,
I don't know how much people love it. Like,
there's people out there that love it. They have their 12 Monkey dicks in their
mouth.
I have
not seen The Innocent.
I haven't either. Clear and Present Danger.
I've versus not seen Spectre.
I have not either.
I know I've seen Fright Night, but I can't. I would have to be refreshed. Either.
Nope. Mirror Wars, I've not seen. Not
nope.
Seen The Brooks. there we go. The Abyss versus Clear and Present Danger.
The Abyss.
Yep.
I really like The Abyss.
Yeah,
I think
me too.
A lot of people, I've heard people shit on The Abyss. I don't know why.
Yeah, I don't know why either.
It's a really good movie. Like, and it fucking, is that Ed Harris again?
Might be. James Cameron?
I'm almost positive that's a James Cameron.
Yeah.
The alien thing, like the water alien.
Yeah, the Donnie Darko thing.
Yeah, that thing is
like,
fucking
20 years before or 10 years before Donnie Darko did it.
Yeah, it was an independent
and
movie.
A way better
what
movie.
Do you want?
I don't give a shit. I've seen tons of independent movies. That's not an excuse for a movie to be good. But yeah, The Abyss. I've seen a bazillion confusing independent movies. That's
Swiss
out
Army
of
Man.
The confusing. That's not confusing at all.
It's slightly confusing.
It's a weird movie, but it's at no point is it confusing. It's just really weird.
No, it's confusing at a lot of points.
Yeah.
Is this
but it's
dude
not,
really alive?
Not,
is this
yeah,
other guy
it's
fucking
not
insane?
Like it asks questions. It's not like, oh, I have to like this whole thing doesn't make sense, and I have to fucking fill in the meaning to so much shit. There's like little point. This is a completely different comparison.
I've seen Jumper. I have not seen Source Code.
I haven't seen Source Code either. Although I heard it was pretty good. Live Free or Die Hard.
I've lived free and died hard.
Is that the one where they hacked computers and
it's
blew
the
shit up?
The Rush Hour one.
Yeah, it's fucking stupidest. These are both dog shit movies.
And
Jumper,
I'd rather go Jumper.
Jumper has one of my most hated actors. Not my one most. It's like
Hayden
one of the wine. This is my acting. It's how I act. Versus a guy that I don't always like in movies, or he just does a lot of movies that I don't necessarily give a shit about.
Hey, the early Die Hards were awesome. This Die Hard's not. So I'm
Jumper's
going Jumper.
Being turned into a TV show, I think. A series. Like,
Jump on, Jumper.
So bad. Can they just both be eliminated?
Any other Die Hard pretty much before that. And it's way over Jumper, but that one was dog shit. And Jumper's at least
bad though.
It's a semi-original fucking idea.
It's based on a comic book,
which is an original idea.
No, it's not. If it's based on, somebody didn't write the story.
I'm saying like the comic.
The comic's an original idea.
So if it's based on it.
Then that's not an original idea.
It's movie.
Based on another property. That's like saying every Stephen King movie is an original property.
It's like saying a professional writer that fucking... It's the same thing. It's the same thing if they take something and work with the art, especially if they're working with the original
artist. So that's
artist.
An original... That's where the story started, was with that movie. Nobody had ever heard of that story. It was original for the story.
Just think of the comic book artists or
so
writer.
So Superman.
A writer.
Superman. All the Superman movies are
writer.
All original pieces of work.
They're all
Batman
they're
versus
all
Superman.
Writing scripts.
Batman versus Superman's
hoping
original.
Hoping for it to be made into a movie now.
It's original. It's original.
If they work with
Deadpool's original. Deadpool's original.
Yeah.
It's the first time we've ever seen the Deadpool story was in film. It's not how originals work, bro.
It's original.
It's based on. It's adapted from the original. The original thing is what that is based on.
Well, then every movie's based on that script.
And some scripts are not based on other things. That's the thing. Some scripts are written just as books are written. Just based
and
on writing a book.
Some films are adapted totally from
those aren't
the
called original works. Those are called adapted works. adapted screenplays. It's not the same thing. It's completely different. If somebody made a movie of the Inspired Disorder podcast, it's not the original Inspired Disorder podcast. It's based on something.
Yeah, but I'm saying if the person writing it, like as in a comic book,
mm-hmm.
and then they take those words and then make a movie out of it.
So
It's the same thing as if you write I'm not saying it's an original idea, not original as in like the idea of if it's based off a comic book, is it not based on a character? Comic book could be based on something else. So maybe that's not original.
True.
But I'm saying it's original in its concept of like someone made this as an original thing.
But
and
it's
then
not
you,
original. The character's not original.
But they're original in
but
that
the character's
base.
Not original. When does the character become original then?
What's the difference between the comic book writer and a script writer? They made the character. The script writer can make a character.
Yeah.
They're both making characters, and they're both being adapted into movies.
Yeah.
So they're all original. How not?
Well, yeah, you could. I mean, if you want to define everything,
you're going by on.
I'm saying any
director's going by on paper shit.
Who created Spider-Man?
Stanley.
Oh, so he directed the Spider-Man movies?
No, but he created Spider-Man.
Oh, he wrote the screenplays for the Spider-Man movies.
He wrote most of the comics that the movies are based on.
So he wrote the ideas. That's original.
He wrote the idea.
Everything else is based on that idea. They are not original ideas. They are all based on his idea.
To say
that a director has an original, like that's his original work?
No.
Is bullshit because they did not, they
but
were based on an original
but
idea.
But why would you put it on the director? The director usually
doesn't write it.
Screenwriter.
Stanley didn't screenwrite the fucking Marvel movies.
But I'm saying
they're
like
based
most
on his
of
original
based
work.
On his original work.
His original work. We don't call Marvel movies original properties. Those are all based on something. Everything's based on something.
Something someone wrote.
When Stan Lee wrote Spider-Man, where's the spider character that he based that on? Where's the original idea that he based that idea on?
But I get what you're saying, but you get what I'm saying too. Like,
I get if you want to thin down what it means to be the originator of an idea,
but I'm
then
saying,
that's okay. But that's not what I'm. I like to give people the respect they deserve for the work they do versus
if you write this movie, I would never
consider Jumper to be an original screenplay if it's based on a comic book. I would never consider all these the Marvel Cinematic Universe is not based on original idea. It's based on a fucking comic book universe.
Which is an original idea.
Absolutely. The comic book universe is an original
idea. The movies are based on the original idea. They don't even follow everything faithfully, so they're making their own story.
Doesn't matter.
It's just
they're
like an
based,
original comic now.
They're just every.
I've got comics
every,
right now.
Every movie that's based on a book isn't exactly line for line. Like every Harry
the
Potter movie,
the writers
is,
of
is
different
based
comics.
On the books.
It changes every time,
and they're based on the original character.
So then their work isn't original.
The stories might be
because
original.
They're doing new stories, but it's all their words.
But the character,
so then that's not
the
original?
World that's built is not. They may go off and do things. Comic books kind of sketchy, but if you want to talk about movies and you want to say that's an original movie that's not based on anything, you can't say that about comic book movies. You can't say that about remakes. You can't say that about sequels.
And what I was saying about Jumper
is
that's an original movie.
No, it's not though. It's based on a. It's not.
What other movie though? Sorry. What other movie is like Jumper? That's what I was saying in movies. Die Hard. We've seen Die Hard. Fucking this is what Die Hard 5, Die Hard 4.
I mean the if you're talking about like what happens in Jumper as far as somebody being able to disappear and like travel and you know do that thing. There's probably movies that have done that. There's probably movies that have a similar like storyline. But I get it. Okay, it's the first Jumper movie. It's the original Jumper movie.
Yes.
Dog shit movie. Versus...
Still better than that.
They're both non-original ideas. At least the original actor from the original idea of Die Hard is still in that dog shit movie. They're both dog shit movies. We spent way too much time on Jumper. Because I'm going to go with Jumper. But I fucking hate Jumper. I hate Hayden Christensen. I don't have any desire. I'd Faculty. 100 times Faculty.
The Faculty.
Yeah. Probably based on original idea. Original screenplay. Death Proof.
Versus Rise of the Planet of the Apes. Rise of the Planet of the Apes for me.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a good movie. Death Proof's all right. Good.
I mean, Death Proof is trying to do a specific thing. Death Proof wasn't trying to be a big budget remake of an original idea.
And I just kind of watched like a YouTube clip of someone talking about Death Proof today. And it was kind of the fact that they borrowed the car that they were in from the guy that plays in all the Happy Madison productions, the guy with the one crossed eye, talks like this. And he's in all those movies.
Mm-hmm.
But they leave their cheerleader friend. Took a similar
car.
They leave their cheerleader friend as collateral.
First off, it's a B movie, so trying to actually poke holes in plot does it
it's
good.
So, but it's so
the
funny.
The more you poke holes, because, like, that's what it was trying to do.
They fucked his car up, yeah. So like, is he just like going fucking free range on their cheerleader friend that they left half passed out?
Yeah. I mean, watch a B movie.
I did.
And try to make sense of it. And then watch Death Proof, and that's what they were trying to do.
And then I watched Rise of the Planet of the Apes, yeah. Which took, like, an old B-movie and made it into something.
But they weren't trying to do B-movie.
I know, but they made it into something that's fucking a good movie.
What's-His-Face, who did the first remake, was trying to do a non-B-movie, but ended up being a very B-movie version.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's not what they're trying to do. Death Proof, that whole thing was specifically to do B-movie stuff. Yeah.
And I love Rosario Dawson, too, but Rise of the Planet of the Apes.
Yeah.
Two more.
All right. Oh, Jesus. Street Fighter versus Witness. The Amish thriller versus the video game original idea. The original Street Fighter. Where it all started, people.
Someone took these characters and made an original script, and then they made
it. Sure, they probably copied a lot from whatever the video game.
No, they didn't.
There's not a whole lot of depth.
I played the video game. I watched the movie.
Yeah.
It has not. Guile is an American soldier.
Oh, yeah.
And they were like, who can play Guile?
Hollywood
and
would never
like,
do that.
Jean-Claude Van Damme?
Are you serious? Why would Hollywood ever like do bad casting?
I don't
casting?
Know that Hollywood made this movie. I think this might have been somewhere overseas or something.
No, it's probably not successful Hollywood, but it probably didn't cost
one of
that
Raul
much
Julia's last movies before he died.
He probably killed himself after making that piece of shit.
And The Witness is a good movie, but I don't like it. It's boring.
They're both
me.
Dog
it's,
shit movies. Well, not, Witness is okay.
Witness is a good
Witness
movie.
Is a good movie. Street Fighter is a really
terrible,
bad B movie.
Terrible movie.
It's a D movie. It's not. I wouldn't even give it a B ranking. It's D.
That was like right. It's like right then Jean-Claude was like making every movie.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, it was not good. He's still pretty much doing that. Although I guess the Amazon show he was in was picked up.
Bloodsport and Kickboxer were the shit, though.
Yeah,
Time Cop wasn't bad.
Yeah,
Death wasn't bad.
All of his movies were so similar. Like, you're gonna see him do the splits between shit. He's gonna do a lot of kicks.
His first movie,
he's gonna wear
Cyborg.
Like, he's always gonna
do you
be
remember
wearing
Cyborg?
Kind of.
Guess what he was?
Woman.
Yep.
Cyborg. Woman with Cyborg.
Damn it. Santos.
Witness?
Yeah. Obviously. Unfortunately.
Last one.
Dun, dun, dun. Halloween!
Ooh, I have not seen the audition.
I have not
American
either.
Psycho. I have not seen Girl with Dragon Tattoo.
I haven't either. But James Bond was in that movie?
I think the originals.
I've not seen Insidious.
It's going to be interesting.
You haven't seen The Mist?
No.
The Mist is
fucked
up.
I have not seen that.
Arsenic and Old Lace?
Ooh. V for Vendetta.
That's easy.
Versus American Psycho.
Psycho?
Well, this is, yeah, it's very
easy. V for Vendetta. No, I'm just
American
kidding.
Psycho. Yeah. Yeah. Like, even though you said it, and you probably would have normally baited me on that, there's no way.
Even though
we have part of what became popular after that movie, basically, is the Guy Fox mask.
I've got a half of it right here.
There it is. Updar.
It's my totem pole over here. It's Guy Fox.
It's your totem nub.
Mannequin bear head.
Yeah, your totem nub. It's like your clitoris of...
Nub, nub.
Your clitoris of totem poles.
Yep, yep.
American Psycho.
One more.
All right.
Fuck it. We'll give you an extra one since it's Halloween.
Ooh, surprise you.
Boo.
I haven't seen that Godzilla.
And I have, unfortunately, seen that Ghost Rider.
I have seen that Ghost Rider as well. Kiss the Girls. Have you seen it?
Yes.
There's like a series of those thriller with Morgan Freeman and...
Ben Affleck.
I think. Along Came a Spider, I think it was one of them or something.
Yep.
Like that.
Kiss the Girl.
Kiss the Girls, yeah. Ghost Rider is pretty dog shit. All right, that's it. So go to...
Oh, yeah. I never even told everyone. Huh. I'm an MMA nerd. Get it?
Oh, yeah. That's his costume,
yeah.
Everybody.
Just so in case fuck you're you, Santa. I just put on some glasses and shit.
And I'm the dude with the fisherman's hat on and a longer beard.
That's the fucking worst.
Oh, that's the worst. That's the worst. I just didn't have my roach clip.
Fucking worst.
Flea didn't show up. Yeah. So
happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween, everybody. And before we go,